Yeah, my parents moved to the village when I was born, and then massively into cricket. I started playing when I was about 8, got to the adult teams at about 11, got to the first team about 14, and then sort of became part of the furniture ever since. Obviously, over the years, things have sort of escalated, and about 15 years ago, I had to get quite, the club was in a bit of a state, so I had to sort of take over things and sort of try and push it forward and rebuild stuff. And taken over pretty much every different role along the time, even though I've got more support now. Even my job now is a cricket club groundsman, not just at like other grounds. Yeah, and just trying to keep the thing alive. And I do that to this day, now 41. So.
Is it difficult to keep the cricket? I mean, everyone's got so many distractions these days. There's, all the modern technology. Is it difficult to sell cricket, if you like, to a younger generation? Are you getting the younger people involved?
Yeah, it's great actually. We went through a period of not having juniors, and actually one of the real shining lights at the moment is we're in our third year of having a junior section, which is really good. They played their first league cricket this year, and considering hardly any of them have played cricket and they're playing a year below what they should be, they finished fourth in their league, which is really good. But it does get more difficult to get players. It's the time to get people involved. I think a lot of sports, whether that be football, rugby, cricket, all have the same issue. But yeah, no, we're keeping it going. We get there. I think I fulfilled all the team's 7 games in 9 days. So
Oh,
I
good
think,
Lord, you must be exhausted.
yeah, it's like herding cats at times, but it's no, it's we're there, I think.
But the cricket club is right in the centre of the village, isn't it? Is it important to the village? Does the village play an important part in it?
Yeah, obviously it's been the big focal point on that village green for obviously hundreds of years, but it's for a very public view. Everyone has an opinion on it. Some, I would say, majority of the village.
But that's good, though, isn't it? Because that means that people care about it, and
Yeah.
to survive a cricket club, anything,
They do.
you
I mean,
care
it's,
about.
yeah, I say it's 75%, 90% positive because you're in the centre. You do have to move with modern time. People moving into the village may not understand the history of why it's always sport on that village green. But the majority, it's always good. Village events, we've always got a yes policy when the people want to use our pavilion for everything, and we try and support the other sports clubs, which is their home as well. And yeah, no, it goes well. I mean, unfortunately, our pavilion desperately needs replacing, which is the biggest contentious issue in the village.
Well, it's not 325 years old,
No,
the pavilion.
it sort of looks like a yacht club that was built in the 1970s, and it's definitely had its day. It's not falling down, but it is, because in a beautiful village on the green, a lot of people, including us, want to get it replaced, but it will be an expensive process.
No, I mean, I don't know lie. So is the pitch actually right in the centre of the village, is it?
Yes, yeah, no, it's right smack bang in the middle. The village green is the central sort of hub of lie sort of thing. The school's right on the green. The church is off just to the side, and
I
then
mean,
you.
it sounds idyllic. It really does.
Oh, well, it is. I mean, teams come down to play at this. I've been there part of the furniture for ages, so sometimes you forget. But teams that come down to play us love coming down and playing, and they always say how wonderful it is and stuff. We have a really good cricket square as well and good pitch. So that's obviously in high regard as well. So it's not just the view. People like playing there because it's a really decent place to play.
So there are houses around. Do you get people coming out of their houses and watching
Yeah.
what's going on? So it really is a centre, the part of the
Oh, it
village.
is. And so the only shame, we don't have a bar permanently down there because that's the biggest request we usually get. So people coming out.
And how many teams have you got there?
So we've got 3 teams. So we've got the first, yeah, 2 league teams on a Saturday and 1 friendly team on a Sunday, of which we play in the Kent County Village League. And we're in Division 3 and Division 7 in that. Hopefully not for not too much longer, but you never know.
Now, tell us about the history of the club.
Well, obviously,
Because, I mean, can you prove that it's the 325th?
Yeah, so I'm no historian. My focus is mainly on the present most of the time. But the earliest document I've seen is 1757, which was the first recorded game on the actual village green. There are documents and other bits and pieces from the books that have been written about Lye, of which there are many, that it was played at another location within Lye, and it might even be older than 1700. I mean, the oldest in existence, to be proved, I think, is Mitcham Cricket Club, which is 1675.
Wow.
So there is a chance. This is where cricket started around here, the Weald area, and
But was it cricket? Was it cricket as we know it, or was it, an approximation of cricket?
no, it wouldn't be the same as it is now. It would be as far as I believe, it would have been like underarm bowling and sort of very gentrified, I believe.
Well, cricket is very gentrified anyway. It's a gentleman's sport, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is sometimes these days. I mean, we all have our moments. But yeah, no, I mean, it's one of the reasons I love the game is because of that reason. It's a very morally... I don't know. It's a very good game. It teaches you a lot about other things, rather than the sport you're just playing.
Now you're holding a very special cricket match next week. What's going on?
So we've got a mini cricket week, which is the first and foremost. So to mark this, we did one in our 300th. So we thought we'd do one again. So on the Wednesday, the 23rd, we've got a T20 that starts at 6 o'clock in the evening. On the Thursday, we've got a 40-40 game that starts in the afternoon. I think it starts at 1 o'clock. And then on the Friday, which is the finale and main event, the MCC approached us and said that they fancied a game. And their captain, actually, that's running on the day, he lives quite locally and he runs past the ground. And he's always said how lovely it is and how good the pitch is. And I think he's really looking forward to coming down and trying to embarrass us. I certainly have never played against an MCC 11. I've got friends that actually played for them occasionally. But yeah, no, it's the first I've had down at Lye. So yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it.
Go on,
seeing what strength they're going to be and how we sort of compete against them. And it should be a lovely day. We've got, like, it's a day game. We don't very often play day games. So it'll be starting 11 o'clock. There'll be a lunch provided for everyone. And
can you imagine if you beat them?
Well, hopefully we
You've
do.
You've got a field, but, your best side.
At the end of, yeah, it's a select 11. So it's not just current Lye players. There are a few ex-captains of Lye and then a couple of special request players to come in and just make sure things
have,
don't
have you
go
got
wrong.
Some secret players that you've got up your sleeve?
We've got a few up the sleeve just to make sure everything goes
so you've
well.
Got that look in your eye. Yeah, you're looking forward to this, aren't you?
Oh, no. It'll be a great day.
Win or lose.
Win or lose. Hopefully the weather will be great. People will enjoy. People have booked tables. It's not just the players that will have lunch. We've sold tables for people to have lunch and people come down and watch. And there's a bar available all the time, barbecues in the evening. So hopefully there'll be people down. I know obviously some people are at work, so we'll probably get people late afternoon, evening for a lot of it. But it should be a great occasion on the Friday and actually all the games. It is a celebration of the club and all our players will be really looking forward to it.
And are you looking for more people to join the club?
Yeah, as always.
So where can people go to find some information out there if they want to get involved?
So you can either look for us, just Google Lye CC Kent, or just go to lyecc.co.uk and it will forward you to our Play Cricket site, which has all our stats and some bits on it, and you can directly message, or you can go through social media, again Lye CC into Facebook, it will come up with that, and you can search us on Instagram as well. Or if you want direct information, say actually we've got some spots for lunch on Friday, if you email upthelye@gmail.com, that is our central email address, and for player registration, anything, it comes into a central hub and we'll deal with it. But as I say, we're always looking for new players, always looking for new juniors. The club, with its history, deserves to continue.
That was going to be my next question. What's the next 325 years look like?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's obviously, I think we chatted,
I mean, I'm
before.
Putting a lot on your
shoulders.
Yeah,
no, I mean, but we chatted before. It is, and not just me. Now that we have especially one other, Danielle, who I have to mention because she's brilliant, and the cricket week is pretty much on her, in fact, on organising it. I'm just doing the other bits behind the scenes. But hopefully a new pavilion would be great, because that would attract more players and a bit more village engagement. We could use it for the village for other things and tie them in a bit more.
Because presumably that would give you then a bit more of an income, sort of, rent if you're hiring out for events.
I mean, that's the other thing. Finance is huge. If we lost one of our two teams on a Saturday, it would be very difficult to maintain the same standards that we do. So obviously we pay a groundsman, you know, our running costs of our pitch are higher than lots of other village clubs because we do it properly. Not that other clubs don't do it properly, but making money is key, and we've got to make money for that pavilion. I mean, I say we've got an account at the moment which it goes into. We've only raised over the last few years about 15 grand, and if you in the location that it's on the green with the opinions and affluence that's around, it's a commercial plot and a residential, it's going to cost us probably 400 grand to build it. And the ECB aren't keen on giving too much money to a club like ours.
No.
Because you would think with the heritage thing.
Well, I was going to say, can you not get them?
It's difficult because they've got a rule about size of clubs. I think they may worry about potential, because it's obviously residential around the outside, people's property getting hit, and sort of whether long term these things survive with litigation and stuff like that. I mean, there has been a case recently in Essex where a club got suspended because of that. We're a bit more protected than that.
I think what it is, they know how good you are and they don't want you getting any better. Because you're going to challenge them.
Well, hopefully.
You're going to challenge people at the top. That's what it is.
That's the future.
I see beautiful things in the future for Lye.
Yeah.
Listen, if somebody wants to come along, but they're interested in cricket, they perhaps don't know a lot about cricket, will they be made welcome?
Oh, yeah, no. We span ability levels. There's quite a big gap in between our first and seconds. If any second teamers are listening to this, don't get offended. But there is a bit of a gap. So from people who haven't played the game before to not, and then really, novices play on Sunday to begin with. We have nets outside all through the summer, and now we've just started netting all winter as well. They were very keen last year for the first time. We netted, it was all the way through the year we did nets.
And you'll give them the coaching, you'll give them the training.
People can get out of Lye Cricket Club what they want, really. We can provide anything that they want, really. The reason I've stayed there, despite opportunities to move away and do other things, and I stayed, is because Lye is a bit unique in the fact it doesn't tolerate any sort of bad behaviour or characters, that kind of thing. And it's a very family sort of club. And there is no nicer club to play for in regards to the atmosphere and sort of thing. We're a little bit strange in that regard.
Ian, it sounds idyllic. You've described it so wonderfully. Just remind people when the match is and what's going on.
Okay, so to clarify, on the Wednesday of next week, the 23rd, we have a T20 starting at 6 p.m. The next day we have a 40-40 game starts at 1 o'clock, and then we have the MCC game starting at 11 a.m. in the morning, which should be great. And basically, throughout the whole process, there is a bar open for the whole thing, so come down, have a drink. It's family friendly. Yeah, just come and enjoy. Hopefully the sun shines. And there is food in the evening, barbecues on two of the nights, on the Wednesday and the Friday. There's barbecues in the evening, so you get involved in some food and really buy in and celebrate a good bit of history around the local area.
It sounds fantastic. The email address was upthelye@gmail.com.
Yep.
And if they search for Lye Cricket Club online, they'll find your website and they'll find all the information. Ian, thank you so much for coming into West Kent Red. It's been a real pleasure finding out about Lye Cricket. I wish you every success for the future. And I know, we all know who's going to win this match against the MCC. There's no question about that. We all know where the smart money is going to be. Ian, thank you so much.
Okay.